Well, on today's Ag Show, we're talking to the chairperson of Alberta Barley, Tara Sawyer, who is joining us on the line right now. So I guess, first of all, Tara, Alberta Barley, for those out there who aren't too familiar with how the agriculture world works, why don't you guys sort of tell us about what all Alberta Barley sort of does out there?
Thanks, Kyle. Yeah, so for anyone who maybe doesn't know, Alberta Barley is a nonprofit organization. We're governed by barley farmers from 6 regional areas in Alberta. And our whole objective is to enhance the profitability of barley farmers and barley. And we do that through 4 areas, which are research and agronomy, market access, policy and government relations, and grower extension.
Now, what about on the kind of grower side? What kinds of things does Alberta Barley do to support sort of growers out there?
So research is the Commission's largest investment category, but agronomy extension is something that we've put some focus on. And so we have what is the growing point, and that is a way that we're able to extend some of the latest information in barley production and making sure that farmers are aware of it. And Plot to Farm is a fairly new on-farm research program that was developed for both Alberta barley and wheat farmers. And it's a way that farmers can trial agronomic or management, you know, test the concept of their choosing through an on-farm trial. And so that's something that we're really quite proud of.
And of course, obviously over the last almost a year now, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a large effect on a number of things around the world. Now from the sort of barley, the kind of industry there, what kinds of effect has the pandemic had on that?
Well, surprisingly enough, the demand for Canadian malt barley has remained stable and steady. The export demand for grain has stayed strong, and barley has generally benefited. So exports to China were strong. Exports to Japan grew from 325,000 metric tons to 605,000, and that's largely due to the CPTPP trade agreement. And on the domestic side, the demand for Canadian feed barley has, you know, been pretty high. So it's been great, really. We see that demand for feed barley from domestic feeders.
Now, of course, we are still kind of fairly early on into the new year here. What do you kind of sort of see for sort of the year ahead for the barley industry?
Well, I think it's sort of steady the course. I mean, in terms of what we're looking at, there's a couple of key issues that Alberta Barley is looking at, and one of the main ones would be the Canada Grain Act consultations. So we know there's a deadline of April 30th to comment on that. And in our position, we feel like the duplication and cost of outward expect of the inspections is an expense that reaches our farmers ultimately, that we feel is important to be part of that conversation. And the second area would be continuing to grow that agronomic extension and farm management area.
Of course, we all know that there are different sort of agriculture groups out there that like to do some different sort of webinars and kind of educational opportunities for farmers. Is there anything that you guys have coming up in the next little bit you want to tell us about here?
Well, honestly, at this point, some of the main things would be, I mean, I'm reiterating it, but it is going back to what we're doing right now. And so encouraging farmers to look into the growing point for some of their agronomic questions would be one that I would encourage them to look into, as well as our Plot to Farm program. I think that that's an area that we are already seeing provides some really good value. And the next side is, you know, just to know that as a commission, we collaborate on the research side, because that's, of course, our largest investment category. So we have a collaboration with other Prairie Barley commissions through the Canadian Barley Research Coalition. And we're doing that because we're wanting to provide that support and direction in the two main public barley breeding programs in Canada, so that we're ensuring that our producers have access to the latest genetic innovations for their farming operations.
Well, sounds very interesting out there. Tara Sawyer, the chairperson for Alberta Barley, thanks for joining us here today.